What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
Already. Hey, if this is your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. If you back, we appreciate that, too. This is a podcast we do every week. We've been consistent.
Yes, we
Episode 27 off up in this piece.
Yes, we is.
Hey.
Almost in them 30s.
Yeah, but we, like I said, we do this every week, and this is coming from the point of view of us, two black men, two fathers, two men that are...
Your brothers.
Young brothers. Goose is married. I'm married. See how that's what I'm trying
to do.
And we married to black women.
Like, there you go.
Like I said, we fathers, we brothers, we uncles, we all of that. We black men. We African American living in America. So that's why we call it Let Us Tell It. Let us tell it. Let it come from the horse's mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, Goose, you want to do a segment? You wanted to get it off your chest?
Yes, I want to get
something
this.
Something that done grinded your gears.
I need to get this off my chest, man. Look. We were still in California. We were just at a different address shooting something for Churchy, for Kev. And we ordered lunch. I ordered lunch and had everything delivered to where we were, right? So yesterday, I'm at the house and this, you know, that urge of getting a milkshake came along. And I was like, man, my baby at school, male sleep, ain't nobody gonna bother me. Let me
go on and enjoy myself.
Enjoy myself.
Enjoy yourself.
So I ordered my milkshake. All right. This is in the morning, y'all. I ordered my milkshake.
Oh, you ordered a milkshake in the morning?
Oh, yeah, it was in the morning.
That's a detail you didn't tell me.
And it was after
9 a.m. Yeah. Let me go on and get this chocolate milk up in
it. It was after I worked out, too. So I just felt like I deserved it. So, hey, whatever. Ordered the milkshake. Man, 30, 40 minutes went by. I'm like, where is this milkshake? Then I get the notification. Bing! Milkshake dropped off at your front door. Look at the picture that Uber Eats sent. And, well, actually, I go to my front door and the food and the milkshake isn't there. So I'm like, man, what? Somebody done snatched my milkshake that fast?
Somebody done got you
I'm
on.
I'm literally on the couch like,
caught
oh,
you slipping.
There you go. Looked around, walked outside. It's like, dang. So I looked at the picture and it wasn't my front door. It was the front door of the place, of the location we were filming.
Which was the day before?
Which was...
Or days before? That'd be the worst when it's like...
It was like 3 days before.
Yeah, that'd be the worst. Yeah,
yeah, 3 days before.
You really don't be expecting it.
Because I haven't ordered anything since then. So I'm like, damn it, I didn't change the address.
Yeah, that's...
Y'all, when I tell you, it... Man, I was so mad, but I was mad at myself. I couldn't do nothing. Uber Eats needs to default.
It's their fault.
Once you put that address in and after you use that address, it should go right back to your original address that you have in there.
Yeah, it's
I had to do without my milk.
Means you didn't need it.
Yeah, I didn't even reorder it, man.
Means you didn't. It wasn't supposed to happen.
Whoever's at that house, I know they were like, oh, what is this pleasant surprise?
Nah, they probably thought it was some fentanyl in it. They didn't need it either. It went right in the trash.
But yeah, I had to get that off my chest. I hate, and this has happened to me more than once, when I order something and it goes to the other address.
Angel's done
that
too.
Man, luckily it was just for me and not like for a whole bunch of.
I was going to say, she done ordered food for the whole goddamn family and went to the wrong address.
See, them the ones you got. Well, let's go get it.
No, one time, the lady that was delivering it, she called them, and the lady actually brought it to our house.
Ah, cool.
So they got an extra tip on top of tip, on top of some more tip, because they definitely didn't have to do that.
There was nothing I could do but drink. Whoever dropped that off was already down the street. He was already down the street. Like, hey, man, go back and go get that shake and bring it back on this side of town for your boy.
Man, yeah, nah.
He was not about to do it for
that
me.
Is the worst. You remember that day we was about to film, and I had my little chai tea latte, and it was fresh. fresh out of Starbucks. I set it down on my on my the running board. Comes out on the truck, so I set it down and I'm getting stuff out. We was filming multiple episodes, so I brought a change of shoes in the box. Pulling everything out, that box of shoes fell out of my goddamn truck and knocked that thing over.
Yeah.
I remember you got here. You was like, man, it's early. You could have just went. I ain't going to get no other one, damn it. I was so mad. I kicked the cup and then more stuff got on the shoes that I had on.
You can't do nothing but just.
I laughed about it a couple minutes later, but boy, I was mad all morning.
Yeah.
Something you got
to get off your chest, man.
Man, I talked about the parking thing. By the time y'all see that, that'd be almost a week old. Mm. Something else about I don't like trendy stuff. Mm. Like, I never have. Like back in the day when I used to wear Adidas shell toes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Then when they started getting popular, I had to stop wearing them because everybody had them on.
What, man? What's wrong with?
Because, man, I don't like just looking like everybody else.
What? You got a beard.
I do got a beard, but this is a strong choice. You know, I had a goatee long before the people was rocking goatees. I was in middle school when my goatee started coming in.
That's crazy. I was the same way.
But the whole trendy thing. So right now you got rappers. They all talking about the foreign, driving the foreign.
Mm, mm.
Most people don't even know what that means.
Yeah, true.
I remember I saw a post, I don't know if it was somebody I knew. Anyway, it was somebody behind, they was in a Cadillac, took a picture of the steering wheel. Yeah, pushing the foreign today. That is an American-made vehicle. Foreign means it's a foreign car. Usually when they say foreign, they go into the far and beyond, like exotic.
Yeah.
Like some rare Porsche or some rare, like a Fisker Karma or something like that.
Mm.
Something that's literally foreign from a different country. A Cadillac is made right here in the United States. It's an American company.
Right in,
Cadillac is
Milwaukee.
Made by GM, in General Milwaukee. Motors, who makes Chevrolet. And that's the type of stuff to be just like annoying. Like a Toyota is foreign. It's like technically
it's foreign,
even though there's probably more made right here in America than, you know, Japan. But a Kia is foreign. So they say, oh yeah, pushing the foreign, which that's a foreign car is not something that's technically, it's not something that's rare. Most cars in America are foreign. It's like wearing my foreign clothes. Everything's made in China. It's all foreign.
Volkswagen, they foreign.
Yeah, I love them. And like that, and that's the thing, the cheaper companies own most of the luxury companies. Like Volkswagen, I think they own, they make or own Bentley or Rolls Royce or one of the two.
Yep.
It used to be the same company. They merged apart.
Lexus, don't they
Toyota,
own Toyota?
Toyota makes Lexus.
Toyota makes Lexus.
Yes.
Ah.
Toyota is a luxury. I mean, Lexus is a luxury Toyota. That's all it is.
Mm.
Same as Cadillac is a luxury GM, Chevrolet.
You don't like trends.
It just bothers me because it becomes a repetitive thing constantly used, like whatever is new at the time.
No cap. Everybody.
I found out what that was like 2-3 weeks ago.
Really?
I was like, what does, because people kept using it. I ain't pay no attention. I know I'm old. Y'all see the gray in the beard.
Oh,
people kept using it. I don't use it. I have no, my twins kept using it.
This man, you are sounding old right
now. I know. I never have though. Even when I was younger, I never liked the trends that would come out.
Mm.
Like, you know, you try to clown me. I got, you know, the stylist. It had some clothes for me, and she was like, "Oh well, you know, this is in. I don't care if it's in. I'm not gonna wear it." They got me a couple of outfits.
Stylist,
shut up. They got me a couple of outfits, and I'm like, I don't like it. They was like, "Oh, this is in. I don't care.
Oh, man.
I don't care if it's in."
Give me
so
what's
is dudes
in.
Wearing pearls. Help. You gonna wear pearls?
Pearls
is
I'm
in.
Comfortable with my sexuality.
Me too. You gonna rock some pearls looking like Marge Simpson
pearls.
About the neck?
I'll rock them pearls.
Go ahead and rock your pearls in. Paint your fingernails.
I'll make pearls trendy.
Go ahead and paint your fingernails.
Paint my
dudes
fingernails.
Dudes is doing that too.
That's
in.
That's a trend?
Oh, yeah, that's in right now. Dudes paint their fingernails and rocking pearls.
Nah, I ain't painting my fingernails.
Nah, why not, Goose?
Because.
Don't be old, Goose. They got me a couple of shirts that was big and baggy. They got me some Nelly Ludacris-sized T-shirts. I'm like, I'm not rocking nothing this big.
I do clear gloss on my nails.
You do clear gloss? Yeah, go ahead. Nah, I'm talking about match it up with you. Get your green. On the ring finger and then do the other ones different colors. That's what dudes is doing that now. That's the trend. That ain't me. I'm not going to do it. I don't care if it's a trend.
That type of trend, yeah, I understand it. I'm not about to.
What's any different from any other trend? How is it different?
What you mean? How is it? Painting your nails is totally different from the type of shoes you wear.
It's fashion. Fashion's fashion.
I'm about to get some nails off my chest from somebody arguing about this. Oh.
What? I love the matter of fact. Oh,
I forgot. I got into an altercation.
Oh, yeah. Hold on, Mr. Keep Your Calm over here. Gonna talk about me losing my cool. Tell you what this man did. Go on, let him know what you did. All
right, so, man, this is, I think I played it good. Okay, I'll let y'all.
When keeping it real goes wrong, yeah, we're going to move to another subject.
He don't like trends. Okay. This is
another
thing.
You don't like your food getting delivered to the wrong place when you told him to deliver it there.
Yeah. Look, this is something else that I got to get off my chest. People, especially for some reason, Caucasians.
Just leave it at that.
Okay, people like to invade our space when you're in grocery lines, especially grocery lines, or when you're just in a line waiting for something.
Different cultures don't respect space the same as others do.
Yes. Don't no culture respect space like black folk. Nah. We give each other, let me get up off here.
We be on some mind your business.
Or like, oh, dang.
I'm going to mind my business.
My bad, let me back up. So I'm in the Starbucks line, and I'm waiting. The lady's making her drinks.
But you at a grocery store,
I'm
right?
At a grocery store. Yeah. And I'm just sitting there, and then all of a sudden I hear somebody on the phone behind me. Literally, man, he's 50, 60 years old dude, right here on the phone. Speaking, I think he like Armenian. He was speaking in his native tongue. You know, whatever. So I put my elbow out, y'all, like this, and it's touching his shirt.
He just got his hand on his hip. If you listening, and his elbow is just, you know, just out.
No. My elbow.
Yeah, your elbow.
Yeah. I touch him. I move up. Matter of fact, after I touch him, I'm thinking he's going to be like, oh.
Yeah, I'm too close.
I move up. This fool moves closer. So close, the lady making the drink stops and looks at me. And when me and her connected, I was like, oh,
was she black?
No, she was.
That let you know. It let you know how close he was.
Man,
black chick would have been like, what's this dude doing? Everybody else would be like, I don't know. They just standing in line. So it must have been close.
So right then, because I'm cautious of my actions.
Are you?
But right then, it was like that scene in 300 when the king looked at his queen and she was like, yeah, go on ahead, get his ass. So I turned. I'm like, I said, excuse me. He's on the phone. Excuse me. He pulled his phone down. And I'm like, can you, I pushed my hand out. Can you give me some space? I didn't touch him. Can you give me some space? This man's like this. So he has his phone in his hand like this. And he has a tube of toothpaste in this hand. So
he basically got his arms crossed.
Yeah. So he does this to listen to me. He looks at me. He's like, and I'm like, can you give me some space? This man does.
He waved him on like.
And went right back on his phone.
Shoe fly don't bother me if you listening. That's basically where you shoo goose away.
He shooed me away. Man, when I tell you, I couldn't hit him. I couldn't touch him. I'm not about to snatch his phone. I grabbed that toothpaste out of his hand, and I launched that mug.
He snatched the toothpaste.
I just threw it
across the store.
I just threw it. As soon as I threw it, the lady was like, can I help you? The Starbucks lady. So it was a whole bunch of emotions going on at one time. It was like, woo. And then he said, I'm calling the police. Can I help you? I'm like, what's happening? So now my chest and my heart racing because this man, he go into his pocket like, oh, he does this. Oh, I got you, something for you.
You're doing the finger point. Yeah.
So I'm like,
naughty
okay.
Boy.
I'm like, I'm going to have to charge this guy because I can't let him get his weapon out. He pulled out another phone.
I'll let you know who you was dealing with.
Yeah,
dealing
he pulled out another
dealer, man.
He pulled out another phone, calling the police. I'm calling. So he acting like he called the police. So as he's doing that, the Starbucks girl
like, "Let me get a caramel macchiato."
I'm looking dead at him, the counter right here, because I don't want to take my eyes off him. She's like, "What can I get you?" I was like,
"So you staring at him and
I'm
ordering your drink?"
Staring at him, ordering my drink. Let me get, what is it? A toasted vanilla espresso oat milk shaken venti. Yeah. And then he's steadily looking at me calling whoever he's calling.
He ain't calling nobody.
And then the Starbucks girl was like, I seen everything. I saw what he did. So afterwards, you know, he disappeared into the grocery store somewhere.
He went to go find his toothpaste.
So I'm looking, as I'm getting my drink, waiting for my drink, I'm looking around. I'm like, man, I'm like, damn, boy, you tripping, man. Why you do this? Why you do that? So but to be honest, I felt good about what happened because it would have bothered me rest of that day.
You feel justified.
I feel justified. I do. I mean, I know I tell y'all, hey, be calm, cool, collected.
Hypocrite.
But I also said you got to be ready and willing to suffer the consequences. And I was ready and willing. I was prepared. If he had something for me, it'd have just been what it was. But something like that would have bothered me. Like, man, I should have said something. I let that man, you know, it get up off me, man. So moral of the story. Give people their space. Especially if they ask you.
Or you're going to get your tooth care thrown across the room.
Just give them their space, man. The man would not give me my space. So I went out in the parking lot. I'm like, I'll go through the doors.
Looking around.
All right, make sure he don't catch me.
Yeah, six black SUVs roll up. Hey, look, I'm sorry. He was close.
I would have been like, what's that? I would have took off. But nah. Yeah, I had, give folk their space, man. Give me my space. Something, come on. My elbow, that's not even a foot. Like, get somewhere.
Yeah, because you told me about it on, what was that, Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
And you was like, man, I think I did too much. I said, at least you wasn't like me. I grabbed those dudes on.
See, he grabbed people personal space.
But he made physical contact with me.
Oh.
Like when I it must have been an accident, but when he backed up, he like backed into me. Mm. So to me, it looked like he was like nudging me, like almost like a shoulder check. I was like, I know this dude didn't just.
Yeah.
And I initially walked away. Yeah, I initially walked away, but then I had to turn around like, man, because it's like I'd be damned. Watch over here talking. Because it feel like I'm like, all right, you done tried me three times. I done tried my best to walk away from this situation. Man. Turned out it wasn't no situation. He was, at least he seemed like he was completely oblivious after me and him talked. But dang, Goose.
Yeah, man.
Snatched that man's gum carrying
toothpaste. I'm glad he had that toothpaste. Because I literally, when he waved.
It would have been his phone otherwise?
Yeah, I probably would have like swatted his phone out.
I've noticed that, and it might even, well, the shoe thing was rude, but I've noticed that different cultures, depending on where they're from, it's a few cultures out here where I've seen them not know each other and like literally be in each other's space, like bumping into each other, because it's just not their culture. Maybe in their country where they're from is crowded, or it's just, you know, just different mindsets. I have noticed that though. And after seeing that, knowing it, I sometimes try to excuse people. However, when I acknowledge it, like, hey, that does bother me.
Have you noticed, folk, it seems like when you're walking, other races will find their way into your path and not want to get out of your way. I've been walking down the street, literally. You go this way on the left side, I'm on this way on the right side. People will not move out of my way. So I have made it a point not to move anymore. Mm-hmm. Man, I've bumped so many shoulders because I'm naturally like, oh, you know, excuse me. Whoa, I'm moving through track. Well, you know, I ain't trying to start nothing. But literally, especially races be not moving out of the way.
Yeah. Now, I have actually, it was a couple weeks ago, there was a family and one of the women in the family, I was in the mall and I haven't noticed it on the street, but in like stores and stuff, I have noticed that. Mm. It's like they expect you to like move for them.
Yes.
Excuse me. And we came around the corner at the same time and there was a little kid first. So, you know, I stepped out of the way, you know, kids don't be paying attention. And so everybody, you know, we kind of scoot, like was getting past each other, like respectfully turning sideways. I noticed the lady, she's on the phone. She act like she didn't see me. So she was taking up as much space as possible. Mm. I was like, whatever. I went on, moved out of her way. And then the second time, almost a similar situation, we coming through the aisle. She was doing the same thing. I was like, she's like, for real. And I could have, and this is me, I could have just went the other direction. I was like, but I already went the other direction. Yeah. So this time I just walked down. I dang near shoved her into the clothes. Like, I didn't give up no type of space.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm like, you don't have to be doing this, lady. Or whatever. So then it seemed like, I don't know, after that, it seemed like she was trying to be around me to make physical contact. Because I was like, this time I'm just going to grab you, throw you across the aisle. Like, oh, excuse me. I wasn't going to do that. But now I have noticed, with me in stores, I have noticed that people, see, it just shows you how black we are. I was leaving out of, actually dropping off Amar at daycare, and I held the door open for this lady, and she didn't say nothing. She just walked on out. I was like, you're welcome.
That's me all day.
Oh, yeah. I was like, you're welcome. Because she literally, like, she was expecting me to hold the door and walked on out. Mm-hmm. Wasn't of our hue, of course. But wasn't a white lady either. And she, she's like, oh, thank you. I just went out and got in the truck. Like, girl, you know you was rude for that.
Yeah.
But all cultures, they don't acknowledge it. All cultures don't acknowledge that stuff. It's they mind is on something completely different. But that's where my mind is. You're going to be courteous as I'm courteous to you.
Yeah. I'm speaking from now on. I'm speaking. You're going to know it, how I'm feeling. And I am not moving. You walk into my space. Infant to grandpa, they gonna get it.
Really?
You gonna get move, the kids? Man. Move.
See, I'm supposed to be the jerk. You look at this man over
you
here.
You got to catch him at a young age. Get out. Don't get in their way.
They gonna grow up scared of bearded black men. When I was a kid, this black man backhand me. In Walmart.
Through my toothpaste.
Through my grandpa's toothpaste. You can't trust him. Woo, that's how I'm going to start with Goose. I don't know how we got here.
That's we got because we're getting off my chest. All right, let's get into this. Do you like football?
Man, I liked football. I was a big fan of football, and I left with the Kaepernick uprising because I understood exactly where this man was coming from.
Well,
that's my homie.
On top of that.
Colin, me, Nessa, you know, we all cool. We talk every now and then. We don't. But in my head, they sent me merchandise.
Have you met him in person?
Mm-mm.
No.
Back in the day, we've crossed paths. Like, they used to work out. I think it was all the 49ers. I don't know if it was Kaepernick and his boys. But when he was playing for the 49ers, we would cross paths at Runyon Canyon. Mm. That's why I realized, literally.
How tall is he?
We like the same size.
Dang, that's a big.
I might have an inch or so on him. But he's a big quarterback.
Yeah.
But no, we the same size. Like, we were same. That's when I was in shape, too. So I was like, yeah, and right now I'd be trying to hide my flabs.
Yeah. It's funny you mentioned quarterback because that's what I want to talk about today. One of the issues today is NFL Hall of Famer quarterback Brett Favre.
No, y'all.
Y'all know who Brett Favre is?
Y'all know who Brett Favre is. I know y'all done heard of the shenanigans he been into.
Man, I heard this first off of ESPN. I think it's ESPN. With Shannon Sharp was talking about how Brett Favre was stealing money from the lower class what is it? Welfare. Welfare. He stole welfare money. Yeah, cause money allocated to the unfortunate.
Don't he have a political position? Ain't he like a mate? Like, what is he?
He doesn't have a well, I don't know if he has a political position, but he's friends with the governor.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. Okay.
Yeah, he has ties. His partner is the governor. So this man, Brett Favre.
Brett.
Well, first, 2010, he had some sexual assault cases going on. I've never heard of this. I don't know why it wasn't on the news. No one has ever just.
Oh, you know why it wasn't on the news.
Oh, yeah.
Him, Ben Roethlisberger.
Yep.
All them dudes got sexual scandals.
And still playing in the NFL. They played their careers.
They swept that stuff right under the rug.
Yeah. So, Brett Favre, going back 2010, he texts some of the masseuses that were working for the team. I think he was playing for the Jets or something like that. The masseuses basically pushed him off, was like, hey, we're not about that life. The masseuses got fired and never worked for the Jets again.
This is after one of the masseuses' husbands, you told me.
Yes, and one of the masseuses told their husband, hey, Brett Favre is literally coming at us, showing text messages. Brett Favre admits to one text message to him texting one of the masseuses saying, hey, I'm alone in my hotel room. He admits to that, but then all the the inappropriate body showing his balls probably, he doesn't admit to sending those, but he admits to some, but not all. Okay, so that's one thing. So the man sexually assaults women, all right? But he's in the Hall of Fame. They still got him in there.
Mm-hmm. He ain't going nowhere.
Second, Mississippi welfare committee.
Y'all get your documents out, dude.
Mississippi welfare committee, or whatever you want to call it. Yeah. Where is that? Did I leave it up here? All right, so Mississippi.
Greg, a journalist, boy.
Listen to this, though. Brett Favre is in a scandal, an $8 million welfare scandal with the state of Mississippi. Okay? So the governor, Phil Bryant, and other officials say they were influenced by the quarterback to pay out more than $8 million. To the quarterback, to this man that's made over $100 million in the NFL, why do you need welfare money to do anything?
Right? What? They were influenced to pay him, the welfare committee.
The governor. And the head of the welfare. Yeah.
Yes. It's like, you there for poor people. Why are you? Well, you know, Brett Favre needs some money, so let's go home and cut him a check.
So these guys were, they pled not guilty. They were arrested for misusing federal welfare funds and benefited, in which some of it benefited Brett Favre personally, because he was personally involved.
So the head dude of the welfare committee was charged?
Yes.
Not the governor?
Hold up. When a political appointee, not the governor.
And not Brett Favre.
Mississippi officials homestead order. Hold up. The welfare guy, not the governor. And not Brett Favre. Brett Favre said, I wasn't aware that this was welfare money.
What is that?
But they have text messages from Brett Favre and the governor. Right. There's a pharmaceutical company that Brett Favre is the lead investor in. In order to pay the pharmaceutical company, Brett Favre and the governor offered the pharmaceutical company shares. No, the pharmaceutical company. Let me get this right. The pharmaceutical company and Brett Favre offered the governor shares of the pharmaceutical company, and they offered the welfare guy a new Jeep a new truck, a F-150 Raptor truck, if they would help pay for the pharmaceutical. This is some type of medicine he was trying to create. Some, anyway, welfare money. Not, he didn't take money out of the $100 million that he made in the NFL. He was taking it from welfare funds, stealing it, okay? Then, University of Southern Mississippi had a volleyball arena built. Guess who plays? Guess who plays at that arena? Oh, you got it right. Brett Favre's daughter plays, or granddaughter, whichever one, plays at that facility. And who paid for it? Welfare.
The poor people pay for his daughter to play. The poor people pay.
Yes. And on top of that, the welfare people have paid Brett Favre over $2 million in speaking arrangement fees that never happened. So they just writing this stuff off. Just paying this rich ass man more money from welfare people. And this man is in the Hall of Fame?
That's some crooked stuff.
You rich, wealthy.
He ain't rich, he wealthy.
You got it, and you stealing from poor folk. Yeah, check out Shannon Sharp, man. He go in. Shannon Sharp can speak way better than me.
I got to go. I ain't seen it. I ain't seen Shannon Sharp talk about him.
Yeah, so Shannon Sharp was also mentioning, okay, now Brett Favre done stole all this millions of dollars.
Brett Favre just over here committing crime.
Just, and leaving
a text trail. Just
and they got,
hey, bring the drugs and the girls around back.
Oh, I don't know. I told him to bring the girls, not the drugs. No, the text message says,
we looking at it. We got your phone.
It's you, dog. You guilty. Brett Favre, now, mind you, all these PPP loans that went out, $100,000, $20,000, $50,000, the government trying to just put everybody in jail.
Right.
Behind thousands
snatching
of dollars.
Them people, snatching them people's freedom.
And Brett Favre got legit millions.
He done racked up $30 million in poor people money.
And then in this, during these years, it's 2016, 2018. This is when all of this money was taken. The they ran out of welfare money to give the citizens of Mississippi.
They gave it to the white dude in the Bentley. It's like, where's your money?
Like, no, you
right
didn't
there,
run
you
out.
Driving that brand new
that's
Ghost.
That's what I'm saying. It didn't run out. Brett Favre had
up.
It.
God dang, that's messed up.
And these welfare and the governor and all these people.
And that's what, and that was Mississippi?
This Mississippi. The one of the poorest states in the United States.
Dang. Well, that's why Brett Favre, he's more the most wealthy person.
I want to start a petition to get this man out of the Hall of Fame. They need to throw his head. Hall of Fame, they have a, for some of you all that don't know, Hall of Fame, they have a statue
a
of
bust.
Your head.
Yeah.
They might be like, he's talking about throwing his head, decapitate.
Yeah. You're talking about the bust
yeah.
of him.
They need to throw that away, take him up out of there, because they be penalizing, especially us, for the simplest things.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's just the one that's been caught. All these people in the NFL, well, across all corporations, but definitely the NFL is one-sided. We see it. That's why, like I said, I stopped watching NFL after my, like, I even get some of my homeboys be like, you don't watch football, man? You still on that? Yes, I'm still on it because they still on it. Ain't nobody saying nothing about all these other people. You know about Mike Vick and, yeah. And what he done, but don't nobody pay attention to all these other, these white dudes, these the Brett Favre, the Tom Brady. Tom mm-hmm. Brady got caught cheating during the NFL. It's like, come on. Like I said, Ben Roethlisberger, multiple sexual assault charges.
Multiple
nobody,
women came
multiple
for
women. Don't nobody yep. say nothing about that, but Mike Vick, he fighting some dog, and he got to go.
Seen this on Instagram on my feed. Yes, on my feed. So you got three people, all right? You got Brett Favre, who stole $5 million from the people of Mississippi, the poorest state in America. All right. He stole $5 million. Okay. Then you got Tom Brady that had over $100 million in PP loans forgiven. They forgave him.
Tom Brady of all people.
And hold on. And yet he had $375 million in sports commentator contracts. $100 million PP loan forgiven, but you got $375 million in a sports commentating contracts. What's this $100 million PP? What?
And you, yeah, what you doing with loans?
Pay me my money back. You got $375 million right here. All right. Then you got Michael Vick, who engaged in illegal dog fighting. All right. Who went to jail?
You know why people love their dogs?
No, not more than they love their money.
I don't know.
Well, they might. Crazy. Come on, man. Hey, man, this is.
I've been in full support of Colin Kaepernick when he stepped out and just, for one, he was just doing the whole mistreatment of, you know, just black people, how we do in the, you know, how they do us over here in the United States. It's very obvious. It's very apparent. You know, now people are now with cell phone footage, everybody's acting shocked. Like, we've been saying this for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, it's very obvious. I've been harassed. We are, you know, even you got, you know, we are a majority of the traffic stops and the arrests made, but we the minority when it comes to population. So it means they're looking for us.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like that's it says something about that. So that's why, like I said, my boys would be like, yeah, you still on? I'm like, yeah, I'm still on it. I'm going to stay on it because ain't nothing changed. Ain't nothing going to change. But it really is. It's frustrating. It really is. It's like, but Brett Favre, like I said, they can just do what they want, when they want, how they want, and it's perfectly fine. People going, as much as people don't, as much as especially black people don't like Trump, for Tom Brady to, at least I don't know if it's true, but it definitely looked like that he was a huge supporter and companion of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Black people don't care, as long as he's playing on Sunday.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, even though we the powerhouse behind this whole league, we the powerhouse behind the league, we the money behind the league, we the entertainment behind the league, we find sports more important. Nobody cares as long as they entertained.
I hear you. I want to let y'all know, no matter the color, creed, race, whatever it is, people are devils, man.
Yeah.
Straight up thieving. Bottom of the barrel.
From welfare, though?
From the bottom of the barrel. I mean, talking about dirty, dirty folk. Can you, $10 million, Brett Favre. This man made, I think it's $11 million a quarter or two quarters in a football game. He makes $11 million.
God dang.
And you stealing $8 to $10 million from people that can't survive without that money? I would love to be in the same room as Brett Favre. I don't care where we at, what we doing, what's happening. I'ma tell him, man, you's old dirty devil, bottom of the barrel, whatever else I can say. I would want to get up under his skin, and whoever else in there that represents him, why you dirty? You is dirty.
Yeah.
You dirty. You stealing my?
That's Kreska. That's
like,
I can see. All right, you got what's it called? Stock trading schemes, or you just got some fake companies that you done put out. Maybe you cheated on your taxes. Maybe, you know, everybody's mad, oh, he ain't paid his taxes. But stealing from welfare, like, of all, like, come on. That's like, you don't get dirtier than that. That's like walking up to a homeless man and taking his change bucket.
On top of that.
And jumping back in your bins and riding off. Like,
with 11.
Not to say people on welfare are homeless, but like that's the equivalent.
They need the money.
They need the money. Yeah.
The man is in the football league. You can't tell me he doesn't have, on average, 20 millionaire friends that could have gave him $200,000, $100,000 each to fund whatever he's trying to fund.
Right.
Man.
Yeah, he's made a lot of relationships.
Dude should go to jail. Straight up.
Yeah.
And you going to lock me up because I ain't paid my speeding ticket? You going to send
all
me
I a, did was speed. Didn't gonna, hurt nobody. I was doing 10 miles an hour over the speed limit.
You done sent a warrant out for my arrest, man, when I was 19. A warrant out for my arrest for not paying a seatbelt ticket. Seatbelt ticket went from $25.
I was going to say it's probably $25.
It went from $25 to $325. There was the warrant out. Then they suspended my license. That's how I found out. The police pulled me over. They're like, man, your license suspended. And luckily he wasn't tripping. He was like, hey, you might want to go look at this. But
you was in Atlanta, wasn't you?
Oh, yeah, I was in the A.
That's the only place that's going to happen. Hey, homie, you might want to go get this checked out. Yeah, I'm going to let you go. But
yeah, after he still gave me my ticket.
Here's another ticket.
Yeah, here's another ticket for not using my signal. Oh, dummy. But appreciate you for letting me go. I'm turning on the highway. I was in my T-top Cutlass.
Oh, yeah.
It will blink on the inside. But I guess the bulb was blown or something.
Did it blink fast?
No, it was keep. Oh, okay. I'm thinking he was like, hey, man, you didn't turn your blink. I had the T's off. I guess that's probably why. He's like, look at this young dude thinking he's somebody.
I should have checked his car. Would you went to jail if you checked your car?
Nah.
You were riding clean?
Yeah, I always ride clean. I did. Anyway. Y'all, folk out here locking people up for nickels and dimes.
Yeah.
And these boys out here, these good old boys out here stealing millions of dollars. They'll lock you up for having over $10,000 in cash on you. These guys are stealing millions of dollars from us, taxpayers, from the unfortunate.
Right.
People that need it. This lady had family. Everything. She was like, well, I had to decide whether I was going to pay my rent or pay my bills, pay my light bills and pay my utilities. Or should I pay my rent? They didn't have any more money from welfare.
Yeah, dang.
Brett Favre, he
trying to decide which yacht he going to take out for the weekend.
Yeah, or what volleyball his daughter. Let's personalize this ball for my daughter or granddaughter,
that's
whichever
ridiculous.
One it was. Man, you're dirty.
Yeah, he dirty.
Dirty, dirty, dirty.
Dirty bastard.
I don't care for you at all.
Nah. Moving on. What you got, Goose? You got,
After talking all this violent stuff.
Yeah, I know.
We gonna keep
Let's tear this man down for talking violence on people.
And now I'm about to get into some more violence. Serious note, the entertainer, PNB,
yeah,
I believe Rock, he was gunned down at Roscoe's robbery attempt.
For some goddamn jury.
And I don't even know if they...
But by then, y'all know about this story.
Yeah.
Y'all know about, you know, the young man unfortunately lost his life, tragically lost his life on some BS. Somebody robbed him. But however, that ain't what we're here to talk about.
No.
We're here to talk about comments made on another podcast by someone who a lot of people know.
Yes. This person is Fat Joe.
Come on, Fat Joe.
Fat Joe. He was on Charlemagne's podcast. I couldn't watch it all because I think you got to pay to watch the podcast. So I just saw some clips.
Like y'all, if y'all watching, y'all ain't have to pay for this, and Goose ain't going to pay to watch nothing either.
No. So Fat Joe responds. He responds to the news of PNB Rock being killed, and he says, "What bothered him the most out of the whole situation is that they killed the man." man, why they got to kill the man?
Which that bothered all of us.
Yeah, obviously. So he says, look, it's okay if you catch somebody slipping and you rob them. Shoot, they catch you slipping? Shoot, that's what it is. You get robbed. It's okay. You can rob folk. I used to rob people. Hold on. Fat Joe was saying it's not me. Fat Joe said he used to rob people. That's what I did. Ain't nothing to it. But you ain't got to kill the person. And left it at that.
And left it at that. So as when we were listening to Fat Joe back in his younger days to say something like that, you know, you young, ignorant, even though by the time we knew about Fat Joe was already wealthy.
Yeah.
He had money. He already lived that life.
Yeah.
So to hear a young, I would say ignorant man say that, it wouldn't bother me. I'm like, of course he said something like that. But you are a man over here. You older. You are more wise. You are an influencer. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? People listen to what you say. And you out here preaching to people, if you're going to rob somebody, just go ahead and rob them. Like, for somebody to hear that, for the right person to hear that from somebody like Fat Joe, be like, he's right. Now, some people might say, nah, if they're going to rob people, they just going to rob people. They ain't going to wait on Fat Joe. Nah, Fat Joe has a huge influence on people.
Oh, yeah.
That man is an icon.
You just
especially in the hood, in his community.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's Fat Joe talking. Yeah, I'm going to go rob some. Like, you don't just say stuff like that. Like, you just don't come out and say, if you're going to rob people, go ahead and rob them.
Yeah.
Like, it's like walking down the street and stealing a piece of chewing gum.
The man just gave all these ignorant, well, I ain't even going to say ignorant. I'm going to say lost souls out there that don't know no better. He just gave them the green light to go rob somebody or to go do whatever they do. As long as you don't kill the person, you can do it. Because I did it.
That's what he said. The problem is you don't know how somebody's going to react. If you go try to rob the right person, you're going to have to kill them.
You have to.
Because they're coming for your life.
Yeah.
And if you in that situation, I dare to say, you probably deserve to be the one to get shot.
Yeah.
If you running up on somebody like that. You got to be careful on what you say. The thing that bothers me, I don't mean to cut y'all. For Joe to be in this position for so long and to say something like that to a bunch of young kids.
Still had that mindset.
Like, Joe, man, you in mansions, plural. You can't be, come on.
How about this, Fat Joe? Hey, man, I understand. Your response should have, I understand where you're coming from because I've been there. But that's not the way to do it. You don't have to rob somebody to get money. Let's do this hustle. Let's do this hustle. Let's figure this out. Not go ahead and rob them, but just don't kill them. If somebody robs my daughter, you know what? Not even bring my kids in. Somebody robs me. Matter of fact, I got robbed in Atlanta on Joseph E. Lee Boulevard. Across the street from the McDonald's at the BP gas station, dude put a gun in my head and stole all my belongings that I had on me. And he let me live. I am still mad till today about that.
Yeah, that's traumatizing. New York, apparently everybody gets robbed. I don't think I know anybody that lives in New York that hadn't got robbed.
He probably listened to a fool like you.
Yeah.
He was like, man, just go and rob the dude. Just don't kill him. Man, literally, a mosquito could have bit this dude.
And triggers are
like
sensitive.
Like, the gun was like right here.
Triggers are sensitive.
So, come on, man. You can't be.
One of you was having a bad day. Look, man, I ain't move for this. Went to smack the gun. He shot you.
Yeah.
Got into a tussle. You got the gun from him and shot him. Now you locked up.
There was two other guys in the car at the pump. With him. So even if I would have tussled and probably got the gun away from him, ain't no telling what they would have did. They probably would have got.
You're right. Definitely.
I mean, that whole situation, I'm able to cope with it, but somebody else probably wouldn't be able to. But knowing that guy that robbed me probably had somebody like you or said something like you said to him, oh, ain't nothing wrong with robbing folk. Just try not to kill him, because like you said, you don't know how the person is going to react that you're trying to rob. And then you go in, oh, I ain't going to kill him. And
right,
you got, then you either, well, you're going to probably end up getting killed yourself if you go in there thinking you ain't got to shoot nobody. Now,
right,
when you have to shoot the person, you ain't prepared to do it. They going to end up shooting you or, you know, stomping you. Man, it's a whole bunch of craziness.
It really is.
So my advice to anybody out there thinking they need to rob, steal, or do anything, if you're going to steal, call Brett Favre.
You can get away with it if you call Brett Favre.
And you ain't got to worry about killing nobody. You're going to get millions.
You're going to walk away with more than just a watch.
Yeah.
And a wallet.
Call Brett Favre because he'll help you out. He will help you get away with $8 million of government money.
Welfare money. That's so dirty.
And you'll be straight. Don't do what Fat Joe talking about. It's not, you're not going to get away with it. All right? It's not cool.
Be quiet, y'all. Here she come.
Who that is? Oh. Hello. Yeah, so.
Yeah, for this man to get on there in front of, you know, millions of people will see him, millions of people are influenced by him. You can't just say stuff like that and think it's fine. That's a strong statement.
I want it.
If you're going to rob people, just do it. Just don't kill them. Come on, man.
And to be honest, Charlamagne. For him to be who he is and how he's always pushing people's buttons.
Nah, man,
I'm surprised he didn't say, hold up, what you just say?
Charlamagne works my nerve.
I thought out of anybody, Charlamagne was going to correct him. Or be like, no, come on, you got to reword that.
That dude's so toxic. I can't. Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. He's so toxic, I believe. Oh, Charlamagne, everybody go in on.
Oh, just to be contrary to what he said. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So, you don't rob nobody, no matter what. You don't have to rob nobody to feed your family. You don't have to rob nobody to do anything.
I mean, our audience knows that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I can't even.
Yeah, you can't even talk to the people that he was talking to.
Because I ain't on that platform.
Audience is at work right now. Yeah. They got 401ks.
Like duh, Goose. We ain't out here trying to rob nobody. I'm just venting, man. That's what's on. I'm getting this whole episode is getting off my chest.
Yes. This is a snatch, Goose. Don't be out here snatching toothpaste.
don't snatch nobody's toothpaste, man. Unless they in your space. Okay?
Then it's okay.
That man was all in my space, man. All right. That's enough of the craziness. This man telling folk it's okay to rob.
He did. But
anyway, on another note, this is going to a whole completely different topic. The book tour.
Oh, yeah.
How was that for you and Angel?
It was cool. It was a learning experience for me. I was literally the only one there that had never toured outside of the makeup artist, I guess. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming. It was cool. It was a learning experience. It was neat. You know, it was one of the things that I talked about on, I think I talked about it on Bald and Beautiful, and this is going to cause an argument, how the only down part was the tight schedule, but being around people that you don't mind being around made it easy. Like we were in the airport, we were stuck in one airport for 7 hours, 7 hour delay.
Dang.
Another time we were on the plane for 2 hour delay, sitting at the gate, couldn't get off the plane. They let us walk around the plane, but so to be in that type of environment and nobody shutting down or nobody, you know, like I said, shutting down or what's the word I'm looking for? Any tension building up to being that, and we just literally just accepting what it is and having fun, as much fun as we can. That was like eye opening. It's like, God dang, like, cause you know, like hell, me, Kev, Angel, Melissa, we only been cool, me and you. Mm-hmm. What has been like 2 years?
About two
and a half years.
Maybe three.
coming up on three, but we were kicking it like we had known each other for 20, 30 years. Yeah. Like, we were just in there like, this is what it is. But it was, like I said, neat. It was a learning experience. Me and Angel, I don't even know if we're talking about that, working on something. But it was one of those where it meant a lot to us, the Tanksleys, that they would want us to be a part of that, because that's a big move. Like, your first book, like, published book like that, getting out there, going on tour. And they asked us, like, did y'all want to, you know, go on the tour and host it with us? I was like, for real? Like, that meant a lot. Like, I don't know if they know how much it meant, even though we tried to express it to them. It's very flattering. So, I've only visited y'all on tour. Huh?
I had a play on it.
Oh, you did? Yeah. I appreciate it, Goo.
Yeah. Yeah, look out. Yeah.
Yeah, you mean, take credit. You mean a lot, too. Yeah. Thank you, Goose.
Yeah.
But you about to go on tour too.
Well, right? But my comment is, how did it feel though? That, okay, when I go on tour, I am walking the venues, working with the
managers. Yeah, because you're the manager. Yeah, yeah.
I'm making sure contracts are good, make sure we get paid, selling merch. I'm really, really working.
Mm-hmm.
You were there and you were working, but you were talent. You had to walk out on stage and really work.
Dang, I wish I could remember her name. She told me her name. I got recognized in Atlanta for this podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, lady was like, hold on, you on her podcast? Talk about it. Oh, I don't know what she said. But first she said, do you do a podcast? I was like, yeah. She was like, is it called? I said, well, I do. I'm on a few podcasts. She was like, yeah, talk about it or tell us about it. I said, let us tell it. She was like, yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
I was like, I've never been recognized in public for this podcast in particular, because this is just me and you driving this.
Hey.
So that, I was like, oh, she said, not where's just, your friend at?
Not just. Yeah. Just you and me. Yeah, it is just you and me. Go ahead.
I'm talking about as far as people.
Yeah.
But she said, where's your friend at? I said, he's in California. She's like, oh, okay. Yeah. She said, I'm going to watch it again. Yeah. I don't know if she just saw it once. But anyway, it was still because Angel said, oh, your face just lit up. I said, yeah, I wasn't expecting that. But then also being out there, like walking on stage, people cheering. Now, they there for Kevin and Melissa, obviously. Yeah. Like, there was always. But them being excited to not only see Angel, but also me.
Yeah.
Like, I heard Tank. I was like, oh, got called help for 5 or 6 times. so that was a different. That was my first time experiencing that. Other than when we all came out on that last date.
Oh, yep. I remember that.
In, what was that, San Diego? I think. Anyway, that was our first. That's my first time experiencing that. So that meant a lot, too, for people to be. That was exciting for me, for people to accept me in that way. And we got good chemistry anyway, like the 4 of us, we got really good chemistry, but for me to be out there, like up on, you know, that ain't been my wheelhouse in the past. This is like, I would put me down there with them. Like, that's where I'd rather be. I don't want to be up here on this stage. Y'all just looking at me. So that was different. It was nice. It was, everybody was very welcoming and greatly appreciated. Only thing is, the thing that makes me nervous is, especially even though, like I said, that was them, if somebody's paying to see me, I want to make sure that they're getting their money's worth. Yeah. Like, that's a lot of pressure for me.
That makes
sense. That's what I want to make sure I'm, you know, giving them what they are looking for.
And I'm going on, we're going back on tour, so.
I'm going to say, you have a few fan base. I done seen you on tour. Man, doing just, all your work and doing
they
this.
They just want the merch.
They want them pictures. They want rub your head.
Man, should I tell that? That might be another story.
That'd be another story.
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy. Anyway, going on tour. This tour is going to be kind of tough because males, we have 2 children now. The last tour only had 1. So Mel's going to be at home with the babies, and it's going to be.
We got a community.
Yeah.
So it's all good.
It's going to be tough.
I'm here. Angel be here. She ain't going on this tour.
Oh, she ain't. Oh, she sure enough is.
I mean, she busy too, but.
Yeah. But anyway, the tour, selling merch, getting venues ready, and checking in with managers to make sure contracts are good, and flying. that's like
that'd be said, the goddamn. Yeah.
It's fun, but then it's like, man, what I done got myself into. Yeah. You know.
Our schedule was tight though. We was landing, going, and leaving out the very next morning. Like,
oh, that's faster than
That's what Kev was saying. He said we never do this. I was like,
yeah,
this is some bull.
Yeah. So looking forward to it and then not looking forward to it. But yeah. And I'm gonna do the reviews of the hotels we stay in like I usually do. So yeah. We good.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, fam. Thank y'all for tuning in. Hope you had a good time going over Goose's we're gonna come up with your set.
Stop stealing from people.
Don't be robbing. Stop stealing. Yeah, that's the title. Just stop stealing.
Stop stealing. Brett Favre.
Yeah, and people influenced by Joe.
Yeah.
Anyway, fam, thank y'all for tuning in. Again, I'm Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. And you can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. That's manshyt.com. You can go to their website and check that out. Go ahead, Goose. Let them know.
All right. You can catch me on IG. That's GOOLZBY on YouTube, Building with Goose. And you can buy my merch at underreppedmerch.com. It's getting cold.
Mm-hmm.
Get your crew necks. Get your sweaters I got going, all right?
Absolutely. And also, if you're listening to this, you can also watch it on YouTube, on Tanksley TV. Make sure you go over there and like and subscribe and go put in Let Us Tell It. And if you're watching, you can also listen to this across all podcast platforms.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you rate and review and all that crap. And do the same thing on That Chick Angel TV. Go to Building with Goose, but That Chick Angel TV. Is it going to cause an argument? And do the same. All podcast platforms.
Like anyway, fam.
Absolutely. Y'all have a good one. We'll check y'all next week.